So welcome, everyone. So we are here to just talk about the fundraising and Team 150K for Africa, and to really talk about what you're seeing around the whole process of fundraising and just what's arising for you around all of that, what ideas are dropping in, and, yeah, anything that you're seeing. So who would like to get us started?
This is Christine.
Hey, Christine.
Hey. Let me turn this volume down.
Okay.
So I just, can you hear me okay?
I can.
Oh, good. I just wanted to make a comment that even while I am doing my fundraising, I mean, I'm doing my fundraiser right now, bicycling, even while I'm doing it, conditioning is there saying things and wanting me to, when I get back from my fundraiser bicycle ride, to, you know, just not, it's just nonstop, like, I guess, like people know.
You're having a firsthand experience of it.
Yeah.
Right? As you've made this heart commitment to raise money while you're doing something you also love, bike riding, you're seeing that conditioning is just right there, right? Anywhere you are, there it is.
Yep. Maybe I won't, when I get back, maybe I won't, you know, whatever. Maybe, yeah, it's crazy. And so anyway, I just wanted to remind people to carry on and keep going, because It'll just be there, and I love fundraising, and I want to carry on. So yeah,
that is really beautiful, because the piece that I hear you talking about is that, and I'm projecting this because this is my experience, is when I'm noticing a process, what you're doing is you're getting it outside of your own head. You're speaking from the awareness, from the wisdom, the awareness that sees that it doesn't ever give up and go away, but that just means we have to carry on, right? And to not take any of it personal, and to really actually see it as an indication that we're on the right track.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. Yeah.
So,
thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
It's just good for all of us to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sometimes feels like, that as we're going around practicing, conditioning is like doing push-ups in the corner, right? It just doesn't skip a beat.
Yeah.
Right? But if we don't take any of that personal and just see it as, oh, yeah, that's that system of suffering. There it is again. And that's my indication that I'm on the right track, and to come back to the breath and come back to the cycling and, do what the heart is indicating to do.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Who else would like to talk about what they're noticing around fundraising or around this whole process of 150K for Africa? So
this is Janice.
Oh, hey, Janice. Good. Perfect.
Hello. What I'm noticing is heightened energy and excitement.
Heightened energy and excitement.
Mm-hmm. So I'll just give an example of that. I was up early this morning doing work. In a way, it's for the project, but because I'm changing places, there's some things I've been doing. So I traded somebody my car for a truck, and just for like a week. So they had to visit somebody who is terminally ill, in another province, and I was just used the truck to get rid of things. And now they are back. I was a little late because they were here early, and we've just loaded up plants that I want to take with me for my move.
Uh-huh.
And well, and so this is sort of like, it was kind of like, so no money's exchanged type of thing, but uh-huh. services rendered on both sides. So it feels like a win-win. And I feel that's my approach kind of with the fundraiser, is that sometimes, you know, people will just offer service and I will donate what I, you know, would have paid for that job.
Uh-huh. Huh. So you're looking at that process of, you know, service can show up in many different ways. Donations can show up in many different ways.
Yeah.
And in this place of the truck and the car, right, there was no money exchange, but there was service done on both sides. It was a win-win.
Yes. And so for the last 2 hours, while this was kind of happening, just I guess it's a bit like things happened in the project. You know, when Sherry first heard that, you know, Teresa was living there and asked Teresa, well, how can I help, you know, feed the children? There were 20 children. And seeing how everything has blossomed from all along, just everything is unfolding, paying attention, asking what's needed, continuing to support, not knowing where it's going to go, and trusting. I think I feel like, in my little mini way, that's how it is with the fundraising, because as I was out there for these 2 hours, people started to drive by because they could see activity. So then somebody came and said, you know, well, we just posted these bricks online free. And they said, oh, I want to make I just saw these bricks and I want to make this pathway in my backyard. And I said, oh, come into our yard. Come see how I've used them. You know, these are old, from an old chimney that got torn down. Somebody else just came by and they wanted a chair that was out in the street. And I told them all about the project. And I said, you can donate online. You can have anything here. If you want to donate, you could leave money in an envelope at the back door. But I just had no idea how I was going to go about anything. And then life just provided all this energy by standing out there in my driveway. And it was like a convergent of energy.
That is so, I'm grinning, right? It is just such a big smile. That place of just trusting life. And we could take out the just, right? Trusting life. How beautiful that you're just showing up, doing what you're doing, but putting it out there of what you're doing. And when people ask, and this is, you know, here's the options, here's the opportunity, this is what you can do. And then releasing it to life to take care of itself.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And this one woman said, well, can you tell me more about that? Because, my daughter has a company that builds some water filter containers or something, and they work with a company in Switzerland so that 10% of that money goes back to Africa. And I thought, but, you know, so her parents were interested because, you know, even mentioning these words or that I said that they'd built a well and things came to touch. And I guess the other thing is, too, sometimes no money is exchanged and there isn't something going toward direct, like, financial thing going towards it. Information is being passed along. So it's in the flow.
A connection is made, right?
And connection is made, exactly.
Yeah, and we get to see that, wow, people are doing things all over the place that if the conversation never would have been initiated by you just being there and showing up for life in this way, right, one would have never known. So it opened the door for that connection in this way.
Exactly. Yes, thanks for putting that together.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, again, the wins on so many different levels.
It's, yes, yes. And and the not knowing how it's going to unfold is, you know, just, yeah, trusting and having faith. And because I love this project so much, and I loved seeing Teresa and the group last week when we were there. And I've always wanted to go there and physically be there. And, and you know, I felt like, I just felt so connected. So there is the connection. And then I think that what people see is my enthusiasm. And that sparks more.
Yes. You know, I always love it when Sherry talks about, you know, just loving being around lit up people, right? It doesn't really matter what they're lit up about. It's that lit up energy.
Yes. Well, yeah. Because, you know, and people were just, well, you know, the woman up the street who had these bricks, she was our, she happened to be the wife of our oncologist, and, you know, she, you know, you see, you never know where the connection is. And then she was leaving. She, oh, I don't really have time. I said, well, just come and see how they were used. Just pull over on the grass and come in. She walked around with her daughter and enjoyed the spaciousness and the meditation path. And she walked out and she said, I think I'm going to cry.
Mm.
You know, it's just like, okay, so the energy is it's there. And that's wonderful, isn't it?
Very much so, yeah.
And it's it's always available. I think, I guess that's the other thing. That energy is always available when the conversation about, I don't know how it's going to happen, and, I'm not doing enough, or I've got too much on right now because this massive move and that. And just saying, you know, life, you know, can you weave a tapestry for me? I'll just, I'll make it happen somehow if I'm paying attention and listening and not in a conversation about how it's all too much at this time.
Exactly so. Yeah. Beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Who else would like to share what you're seeing, what you're noticing, or what you're doing? And while people are unmuting, I'll share. I've been in that place of that not knowing what to do, and this actually being one of my first commitments to actually doing a fundraiser. And watching all the process of how conditioning shows up around that process of asking people for money. And what I just love about life is I was just going through the archives and just, you know, randomly picked a date. And it happened to be about fundraising. And, you know, you just got to smile and, you know, say thank you in those opportunities. And so, you know, in that way that life takes care of us. And so, you know, sure enough, an idea dropped in that, you know, rather than going to the mind to think about and try and figure out what is the right way and watching conditioning noodle around like, oh, I can't do that, or, oh, that feels inauthentic, or that's too hard, or, you know, whatever, right, the language, really when this idea dropped in, the first experience was just a big grand opening. And then again, watching right after, right, the voices wanting to come in and noodle with it and pick it apart or, you know, ping pong back and forth around that. And so grateful to have the practice that we have that allows that process to get illuminated. And then, you know, going to what both of you were speaking about is if I can, you know, drop that conversation, then all that I get to experience is the excitement and the energy, which is really fun. So that's just something I'm seeing currently. Who else?
Oh, hello, it's Colin here.
Hey, Colin.
Oh, hello. Yes, well, I've got my fundraising event tomorrow and all sort of set, really, or not. Just really, I just don't know what's going to happen, really. I've sort of done what I can and organised as much as I can. And so I've got conditioning, of course, is, you know, telling me how terrible it's going to be and what have you, but really just in that place of I just don't know. And I went for a little walk with the mentor and sort of had a talk about it, and yeah, I just don't know, but I've done what I can and it's out there, and I'll just have to see what life offers tomorrow, really.
So really staying in that place of staying out of the conversation, noticing there's a conversation, and choosing instead to hang with the mentor.
Yeah, there's nowhere else to go. So anyway, it's been great fun, and I've kind of got a team with me. I was a bit a team seems to have gathered around me without me having to do it, and I'm just really appreciative of the help that people have offered me. My brother and sister-in-law came down this afternoon to help clean the house up, and I've been really supporting me with that, and we've got some friends that are coming to help out tomorrow, and it's just really nice. Yeah, no, well, it really is, and so there's the family and friends are together, and I think we'll just have a lovely day together, you know, whatever happens. So I'm really looking forward to that. So it's like there's good coming out of it in ways which I hadn't sort of foreseen, really. So there's a lot of good there, even though I don't know what's going to happen. So yeah.
Well, and I can't remember which call it was, but I last week went on the support call, someone named their team I don't know, because they didn't know what, you know, they didn't know, and it was reflected and kind of looked at, like, what a great name for a team, what a great name, right, what a great mantra, I just don't know, right? And that's a really beautiful place.
Yes. So I'm that's where it's taking me. I don't know. I'm doing the best I can, and I don't know. But that is kind of how it is, I suppose. And I'd rather have that than egos sort of, is definitely what's going to happen. I'd rather be in that place of I don't know.
One feels very constrictive, one very expansive.
Yeah. Yeah, and quite a lot of energy around that as well, because I don't know what's going to happen. But, anyway, I just wanted to check in with everyone and say hello and, just be part of the team. So,
great. Hello, and let us know.
Yeah, okay. Thanks very much. Okay. All right.
Thanks, Colin.
Bye.
Bye-bye. That is really fun.
This is Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hello, good afternoon. I'll continue along with the theme of kind of like trusting and doing the best we can, and trusting it'll all turn out okay. So I'm with Team Mango, that is mostly a group of kids who decided they want to do something at school.
Another really fun name.
So Team Mango has hit a little bit of a bump in the road. So the kids approached their headmaster about, doing a lemonade stand for the whole school. And the proposal was that, the Africa Project would get most of the profits, but that the children doing the lemonade stand would also get some of the profits. And the headmaster has said that all of the profits need to go to to. Well, he said that, no, that if they were going to have some of the profits, then they would have to pay $150 rent to him. to have the lemonade stand. But if all the profits were in Africa, then they wouldn't have to pay the rent. So the children have decided to just do the Project Africa, but their enthusiasm has dwindled a little bit. And certain things that they had to do at school to, like, move the process along didn't happen last week. And I've been, you know, coaching them from the side here and gently reminding them. But I suppose I just wanted to talk about the fact of trusting that it'll all go well and wondering how much more I should kind of wade in.
So they got a brutal kind of reality check about, you know, the bureaucracy of systems, right? And the practice of not letting that or watching how that can dwindle the energy, because there's likely a whole story around that. And then you watching what kind of support, how do you offer support, right, to them in this process?
Right. Because there's a part of me that wants to inspire them more. I've been showing them more of the blogs, and and I'm next Saturday we're all going to get together. We didn't see the live video after we had another appointment. Like when we see the live video next Saturday, that will kind of help them to see more, like, you know, what it is that they're helping towards, for their participation in.
Yeah. Kind of tapping back into their why.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a very, very, sounds like a grand idea.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
At least in the last one, they started off with singing, right? I mean, you couldn't not watch that and not be filled with just buzzing energy.
Okay. Yes.
Right?
Yeah, but I suppose on a process level, it's interesting on just seeing how, you know, that enthusiasm, that genuine enthusiasm that we do have can be kind of, like, siphoned off a little bit. And the desire to continue, like, paying attention and recalibrating back to, like, why are we doing this, and that enthusiasm.
Yeah. I mean, it's really challenging for us, you know, us adults, right, let alone, you know, kids who kind of get in a system, right, of the school, this big school system. They're super excited. We want to give. We want to do this really big thing, give. And it's like, no, not that way. So really, like, how to not let that you know, suffering system take over the enthusiasm.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know, but what just dropped in was, like listening to Jen and Ashwini talk about how they had this whole idea of how things, you know, the whole campaign for Bridgewalk was going to be. And then everything was falling together. And then at the last minute, you know, I don't know what, but something just wasn't clicking. And a whole nother idea dropped in that we're all acting in now. And how beautiful and powerful that was to trust life.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how, you know, maybe how to convey, right, for these young kids, right? I mean, that's going to happen a lot in our life.
Right. Yes, to not go to something wrong, that there was this plan.
Yes.
Now there's like a shift and that's not wrong. And that, yeah, and to just trust.
Yes. Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know if they're at the age where that story could assist them in that, of like, you know what? Even how we're doing this whole thing, it was on one trajectory. And then kind of right last minute, it sounds like it's a whole different shift. I don't know any of the ins and outs of that, but it sounds like it was a whole big shift of, well, that's actually not going to work. And then a whole nother idea came in that was very different, and it's beautiful.
Yes, good. Yeah, that's helpful. And it's helpful just to talk about it, too.
Yeah.
And to return to that, you know, it's all fine and life's in charge and it's all going to unfold as it unfolds.
Yes, and they're really going to, you know, all we can manage is how the energy in this human is getting, right, what we're plugging into, not worrying about their energy.
Yes, and then what I can do is I can, like, continue to drop that, oh, what do I have to do now to make this right?
Uh-huh.
Or something, make this
I,
happen?
Right, yeah, in quotation marks, uh-huh.
Yes, in quotation marks, thank you. Yeah, and I want them to have a certain experience. And I let go of that too, because the experience that they have will be the experience that life is supporting them to have. So it's all good.
Yeah. It is all good. Yeah. Lots of little mini workshops within this whole process.
Indeed. Indeed. Okay, well, thank you for your support. I'll keep you posted.
Yes. Thanks, Claire.
Thank you.
Who's next? You know, it's one of the things I just love about practice is that orientation that, right, everything is a workshop that's designed just for me to be able to see whatever it is I need to see in this moment, right, of my practice. And that we're continuously given the opportunity to see through something, some aspect of a process that's going on that I may not have been aware of unless this content, whatever it is in my life.
Hello, this is Todd.
Who's the first?
This is Paula.
Paula, and who's the other?
Todd.
So, Todd, I heard you first. So, Todd and then Paula.
Oh. Okay. Sounds good. Well, I was struggling when you were saying some of the team names, and I just wanted to share mine. I think I showed it on another call, but it's a fun one because it keeps I've got it in got my team name on some of my some of the projects I'm working on, so it reminds me. First, the team name is There's No I in Team.
There's No I in Team. I love that.
Yeah, me too. And the beautiful process of that was the invitation came in to join the Africa Project Team 150K, and Sherry talked about it and the guys talked about that, where all the resistance came up. But what dropped in right on that was, well, actually, no, the inclination to participate and the willingness to join the team was first, and then on the heels of that, ego came in, the resistance, which seemed like a really critical piece. So I signed up right away, and then it took me to this webpage and it said, oh, put in your team name, and I went, I have no idea. Don't know what the team name would be. And waited, and nothing dropped in, so I just left the page open, and I came back to it later in the afternoon, and just life dropped in, No I in Team, and it just, I had a belly laugh, because life has a great sense of humor.
Yes. And don't you just love that process of not turning to urgency, have to, it has to be right now, right? Okay, just leave it open. I love that image. I'm just going to leave the page open and come back to it, and at some point, it will drop in.
Yeah, exactly. And I've heard it with the previous callers and the other calls that this whole process of joining, it reminds me of a practice tweet. The most recent practice tweet that's been about the Africa Project, which has been really great, but I think a couple days ago it said, it was really simple, it was really it was you plus willingness equals Team Africa.
Say that one more time. You blipped out a little bit for me.
Sure. The practice tweet was you plus willingness equals Team Africa.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I'm hearing from all the calls and the support. And it's again and again this willingness to just keep showing up. Yes, conditioning is right on the heels of everything I'm doing. I get to see it all, but I don't stop. I don't quit. I don't listen to it and you know, maybe scale down the project or go with a different trajectory which doesn't feel like life, I just go, oh, yeah, that I'm not doing that. You know, it's kind of like, it's always kind of angling in the phraseology of practice to sort of get its way in there, but I get to watch that.
Yeah. It's that beautiful place of, you know, we fall for things at some point, and then in that falling for it, we learn how to spot it, and then it gives us the signals to see how to see it and not at some point fall for it.
Exactly. What I just saw in that, what was interesting is I'm getting a sense, condition knows I'm not going to quit this project, but it tries to get its slimy hands in there and try to manipulate the project, which is another whole aspect of it, taking some of its control back, but I get to see that too.
Oh, that's so good. So it sees...
Yeah.
He won't give up. Like, he's serious about it, he's not going to give up. So let's see if I can find a little crack to wedge my head in there around...
Right. How can I hijack this project where it looks like he's really doing it, but he's not?
Uh-huh.
Life's not doing it. Let's see how conditioning can do it. And then there's a whole ball of suffering, I think, down the road of that because, you know, it's the big setup.
Yeah.
How can we make this thing, you know, something wrong, not enough? Let's look for a mistake or a failure, and then we can blame him because he did it.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm wearing gloves, so I'm not leaving my fingerprints on it anywhere, except we really do know what ego's fingerprints are, right? Because it generally has a sense of feeling bad attached to it.
Right. Yeah, a sense of feeling bad, taking it personally, fear, like you said earlier, urgency, you know, limited, constriction, standards, any of those things that arise, I go, oh, that's not life guidance. That's not my experience of life guidance. Life doesn't guide that way.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Very fun.
Oh, that's so fun. All of the bullet points, right? That are signposts to, there was a quote I read in a book a couple of years ago. It talks about the rocket ship, right? It on its trajectory to wherever it's going. And I'm going to forget the percentage, but it's like 87% off course or 97% off course. And it's built in. There's a self-correction piece built in. And to me, that's such a beautiful thing about practice is all of those words, those are self-correction, right? It's how practice assists the human in self-correcting, right?
Yeah.
The auto-correction of, urgent. Okay, that's right. Urgency, that means that, get back to the breath, right? Or, expectation.
Yeah.
Guilt, feeling bad. Whatever they are, become the clues to drop it and get back to the
breath. Yeah, you get back here, drop the conversation. I was talking about earlier, just dropping that incessant conversation. And it's really, for me, the comment is always, it feels like, I don't want to, I don't feel like it. That feels like, that's the iconic mantra from conditioning is, I don't want to, I don't feel like it. So, you know, coupled with severe sensations, too.
Yeah.
Which makes it really believable sometimes. Like, I don't want to, I don't feel like it. And all these sensations, well, it must be real. I'm feeling it. I'm experiencing it. But it's just, it's a bamboo.
Yep. Yeah. Very fun.
Yeah, thanks, Laura.
Thanks, Todd. Paula.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh. It is so... funny, I've had so much technology issues. I had muted myself because I was in traffic, and then I kept hitting *6 and to unmute, but I had not unmuted myself on another screen, so I never could get on. And so now and then, I was waiting because I knew I was next up after Todd. I got disconnected.
Oh!
And so you know, there was probably just a flash of a moment thinking, well, you know, maybe this is not meant to be. And then I just walked out and looked up, you know, the number and the code and called back in. So, and then it just dropped in, you know, this is all about just what we're talking about, the willingness to just trust and hang in there and not be, you know, not give up. I mean, I clearly wasn't giving up that easily, but still, it yeah. did seem like, you know, that there was some subtle messages that I wasn't supposed to be on the call. But that's not
yeah.
true.
And yet here you are.
Yes, that, and that's how I know it's true. It's not true. I'm supposed to be on here. So, yes, so here's what I'm experiencing, and that's it really is a lot of joy, and joy being that it's fun to, you know, every year it's fun and I enjoy it. But this year in particular, having this opportunity to be a part of a team, and before there was even an opportunity for conditioning to say, well, that's not going to work, it just fell right into place. And so that feels like a really special treat. I'm glad that it's worked out that way, that that's what we're doing. And the other thing that dropped in as I was just listening to other folks talk about the what they're doing and their participation in this project, it just was clear that we're also part of this larger team. So I started like feeling like, well, I'm part of that person's team too, and I'm part of that person's team, and I'm part of that person's team, and you know, that's what it's all about. From the perspective of the non-separation, that we're all part of this larger team, and you know, it's raising, you know, fundraising, raising, having the awareness of just of how practice is fun. So I just wanted to share that part to start with.
Yeah. So you're having a lot of fun and really seeing that, you know, there's maybe these smaller teams, but on a whole, we're all part of the same team.
Yeah, I think it's really, that's part of the joy, is to see it that way.
Oh, yeah, the interconnectedness of it.
Yeah. Yeah. So a couple of things that what I have been doing, and I do usually, this is, I guess, the last few years, what has been my practice is I put aside a little money for the project throughout the year. When I have a little extra money, I have some of it slotted to register for the bridge walk, even if I'm not going to be there. And, you know, sometimes people will give me, I have a group of friends that gets together seasonally to celebrate folks in the girlfriend's birthdays. And, I always ask folks, if, you know, it's optional, please, it would warm my heart if you just simply gave me a donation for the Africa project. So that does happen quite a bit, so I'm really happy for that. So the great thing about that now is that I am part of a team, and a couple of other folks on the team are have specific skills and are going to do something that I can be a part of, and I can support them and participate. And it's all just falling into place, sort of like being on this call today. I was just with a group of people right before the call, and I said, I have to go, and time to get on this call. And
it traffic was a little heavier, so it took me longer. And, you know, so one thing after another, but here I am on this call, and I got a chance to tell the folks I was with today that about the little, just enough about the project to let them know that it was a fun raising time, and, you know, hopefully someone from that small group will, you know, will contact me for more information. So,
So just what I hear from that is really enjoying the team part of it. So, like the whole no I in team, right, piece is, it's not just about, you know, one person, right? And to get ego out of all of it and to just show up authentically, again, taking the word just out of it, because it, you know, not in a minimizing way, but to really show up authentically. And then that other piece around when we are a part of these little micro teams, wow, other people have skills that I don't have, and then I can be in a role of support for them and get to benefit. And there's a word that I can't, I'm not grasping right at this moment, but I'm participating with them and supporting them and whatever skill that they bring to it that I don't have. And then it's a win-win for everyone, all in the name of, right, Team Africa.
Yeah, that's exactly so. And, it is that. I was listening to archives before I called in today, and it was about last year's project on emptying the teacup. And it just reminded me about giving and receiving when they're happening at the same time, and there isn't this ego saying, well, it's better to give, because I went to this group thinking, I'm going to give. I'm not going to receive. I'm going to give. And it, you know, everyone said, well, would you be willing to receive today? I was like, oh, this is so good. So that not making assumptions or judgments or having opinions about whether it's better to give than receive, or whether, you know, if you're better to, you're the one that's organized, you know, you've got the particular skill, or you're the person that can support the one with the particular skill.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. Yep. And the image of the whole geese, right, the flock of geese, and sometimes, you know, we're leading and sometimes we're in the back and the draft, and, right, we can all be along that, any part of that whole experience, and we're all a part of it. We're all contributing. It takes us all.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a perfect example of it. Very much so. So
beautiful.
Okay. Well, thanks so much.
Thanks, Paula,
for being there today. Okay.
Yes.
You're welcome. Bye bye now.
Bye bye. So who else? Is there anyone who maybe hasn't spoken about what either you're doing or what ideas are dropping in, or, just what's lighting you up right now around this whole experience, or what the voices are trying to do to get in the way? Or, of course, anything else that you're seeing. Who's that?
This is Laura N.
Oh, hey, Laura N.
Yes, I just shared on yesterday's call as well. So the conditioning was saying, well, you don't have anything to contribute, but never true. So, and what was striking me on this call was, and I think I had the same experience last Saturday when we had the call with the Africa team, of, because the experience I had last Saturday was, you know, just watching the folks and just reflecting on, like, wow, you know, everything that's going on, everything that's been accomplished. And what was dropping in for me was, like, conditioning didn't build this project, that that I project that they didn't, because I think that what conditioning is trying to do to me is, I mean, everything everyone's talked about. Urgency, standards, take it personally, you can't, you know, everything. and knowing and needing it to be big and, you know, all those kinds of things. And I just project that that was not how that project was built. And just that everything that I've heard about it was just that place instead of being with life, not knowing, trusting, taking one small step, you know, all those.
Yeah.
Changing direction when that's called for, all those things. And so it was just helpful. And I feel like that was dropping in for me on this call, too, of just because I feel like I hear I hear that in what other folks are, you know, are sharing. And it just feels like, I don't know, what was dropping in for me was like that, because this is the first fundraiser I've ever done, is just like maybe part of what I'm doing this year is just training in that, you know, and that I get to be on these support calls and sort of hear how other, you know, that I'm just training and, you know, I want to join this project and I don't want my ego to join this project, you know, it's like, I want to be able to show up in that way from life, you know. But,
yeah. So you're really seeing, and I'm projecting that you can feel the difference in your body and the sensations of when you are having that experience of presence and, you know, being present for the project, for the fundraiser, and when the ego gets involved, when it's trying to hijack in whatever way it's trying to.
Mm-hmm.
And that in that you're building the muscles of awareness practice, which are varied. There's a lot of different muscles from that concrete kind of place of, again, from my experience, it's how I get to see how I get hijacked is by getting hijacked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so without going to feeling bad about it, and I love, right, anytime that, you're right, the guy talks about, like, you know, as a game, like, you know, it's me and ego, or life and ego, right? And I'm going about, and, right, if I fall and get hijacked and fall in the hole or, you know, get bamboozled, I can see in that what it is I see. And, okay, score one for ego. But I see how you did that, and I'm going to be on the lookout for that the next time. And I still might fall for that, but I'm going to see something else in that.
Yeah, and I feel like being able to see it as training, it sort of, it makes it clear that what's important here isn't the outcome, and it's more like, okay, I'm playing the long game here, and so one of the ways that conditioning is trying to find now is urgency, needing to get the right answer right now and all that stuff. And so it's training. It just becomes a whole different thing. But,
yes. Yeah. Yes. Constantly showing up for the training, and you're constantly in training.
Yeah. And the other thing that was dropping in for me on this call was, because one of the things that's been going on is that I'm struggling a little bit with some health opportunities right now. And
with what opportunities?
And conditioning was sort of health opportunities.
Health, got it.
And so conditioning was kind of like, oh, no, you know, you've got to deal with this stuff, and who knows how you'll be feeling, and you're getting further behind, quote, unquote, and all that. But then what just dropped in on this call was like, wait, like, because one of the things that I've, over the years in practice, have cultivated a lot in working with health opportunities that I've had is how to be in joyful exploration in trying to address, you know, dealing with healthcare and that kind of stuff, and just seeing that it's the exact same process with fundraising, you know. Conditioning's trying to paralyze me, trying to go into urgency, trying to, you know, just everything that it's the exact same. And so just to realize that it doesn't take one does not take away from the other, you know. It's like I want to be in the same process with both of them, and that'll just feed each other. So
yes, and again, such another great thing to see that you could feel that similarity and be able to see oh this is that same process.
Mm-hmm.
The content may be different, but the process is the same.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah, good, great catch.
Yeah. Well, yeah, very appreciative of these calls.
They're great, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. And just so, again, so generous of, for me, I go to the deep appreciation of practice to create another way to practice and deepen practice and open the doors for us to connect and learn from one another, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah, and it's just so helpful to hear. To just hear everyone that what ego is doing to everyone is exactly what it's doing to me. It's not personal.
Yeah. That voice that says, "Oh, it's only you, right? You're such a derelict because you know no one else struggles with this kind of stuff the way you know." Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks, Laura. So we have time for probably at least one more. Do I hear someone? Well, I definitely hear someone, but hi. Who's this?
This is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy.
Hey. So yeah, what dropped in is that putting my hand up felt right, but to say it feels blank. But I'm really glad I joined this call today. I've been really focused on starting a business, and it's been funny hearing people talk about the team name they chose, because the team name I chose was the name of my business, I guess.
Uh-huh.
It's very much top of mind. The voices have been telling me that I am so doing the fundraiser so poorly, I shouldn't even join the call, let alone raise my hand to speak. So I'm, I'm really happy that I did join the call and heard really useful comments from others about just to keep showing up and to maybe devote a block of time in the calendar to this. Mm-hmm. It may not be what ego says is enough, but to keep showing up for the process and be grateful to participate in any way.
So just so many pieces to underline around that. The first being, right, the enthusiasm, right, just to participate. And then right after that, the voices are there attempting to tell you, right, no, stop, don't, you can't, you shouldn't, you, right. And then it kind of flips to the other side, well, you should, but I don't have anything to say. You know, it's just constantly there. And you still, right, showed up. That seems like such a big piece for all of us around this whole process of, and I love the guidance we've been hearing for a little while around, you know, we'll hear staying focused on the energy that was initially there to say yes, and then watch how the voices want to come in right afterwards to hijack or siphon off. But you didn't listen to it. You did it anyways.
Yeah, it seems that when I check in with the mentor on this or pretty much anything else, the mentor always wants to say, like, good job, you're doing great, you showed up, and And yeah, the ego finds it cheesy, but it's often the most important message for me to download at this time. And yeah, I've loved the focus in this call on like the why, like why is this something I'm so happy to be a part of, and checking in with that on a regular basis.
Yes, right. That's to redirect the attention away from the heaviness of the voices, right, or however it's trying to distract, and really stay tuned in with why, right, which has a much more, right, in the moment, lit up, full of energy, right? It's a container that's just there to support rather than drain.
Right. And it's amazing how kind of everything that I'm participating in is I realized on this call, almost a conspiracy to teach that lesson about the opportunity for lightness and energy in any moment, in any activity.
So that other things that you're doing in your life aren't supporting that focus? Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah. I mean, I think, for example, starting this business has felt often heavy. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, and it'd be interesting to like see, is it the things or is it the conversation around the things?
Exactly. Exactly. And listening to this call, I realize it's the conversation. Like, the business is so, it's going to be so time consuming. I don't have time for this. But I should, to be a good person. And yeah, just underneath it, it's, as I said, kind of that opportunity for energy.
Yeah. And it reminds me of, right, the book that, you know, Sherry wrote, I don't know how many years ago, but How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything. Right. So I love about, right, constant, like, even though I love that practice constantly comes up with different things to do, because even though they're maybe different, they allow us to see that the process of suffering tends to be the same, even though the content's different. So in showing up for this fundraiser, right, you're getting to see a process of suffering and how it shows up. And then, by golly, you look over here at the business and it's the same.
That's right. Right. The repetition of the same process of suffering starts to be a good clue about what's going on.
Very good clue. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you so much. I'm really happy to be on the call.
Thanks,
and
Sandy.
Happy to have had a chance to talk.
That was perfect. Thank you, Sandy. So being that we're at the end of the hour, I just want to give a little reminder that, that was fantastic. So thank you all for showing up, and it was really fun to be a part of this. And to, if anybody hasn't registered for any of the upcoming Africa Zoom calls, where we get to, you get to meet and be able to see on video, the team in Africa, that to make sure you register so that they can know on the other side how many people are going to be a part of that. And so if anybody has any questions about that, feel free to ask. But there's definitely some emails that went out about how to register for that, and to feel free to invite anybody on your teams, as well as the people you'd like to just introduce to the project, to those calls. And to these calls, that these calls are a support place for everyone on the team, whether they're officially on the team or they're on the team because they donate or they're curious and interested. So Fridays at 4 p.m. and Saturdays at 1 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. And you are welcome to attend both and all of them throughout the series. So thank you guys. Thank you, everyone. It was fabulous, and I hope you have a fabulous rest of the holiday weekend. Go happy and treasure yourselves.